The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
Look, it's a big game for Munster, possibly even season defining. And Quinny, and we spoke about the fire and the motivation that Munster lacked last Saturday. If they don't have that this Saturday, it means trouble.
Yeah, it will mean trouble. I think they're playing a line side who've obviously they did lose last week against Leinster and the Aviva, but they caused Leinster a fair few problems, and they were really brittle and robust, and they're a hard-working side, a very physical side, which is not a surprise with them being South African. So scrum really strong, line out maul, all that kind of stuff, and their areas of concern for Munster now. Munster had no maul at the weekend and in Galway, and they're a very strong side, and probably only for the couple of recent results they were right in the mix for getting home quarterfinals. So the position they find themselves in the league, being fifth, Munster 2 points behind them on 51 points. The Bulls, I think, are going to win this weekend with a bonus point. Leinster, I think, will win. So catching them, they're 6 points behind the Stormers, so they can't catch them in second. But I think Leinster and Bulls win. So even if they lose the game, the Lions, they're not like winning the game is not going to get them a home quarter final, but what it would do is winning the game would get them most probably a trip to Pretoria to play the Bulls, which they'd probably much prefer than having to come to Leinster maybe in 2 weeks' time and come back to Ireland again. They'll be very determined. They're a very physical side, and Chris Smith at 10, a really good kicker. He puts the ball in front of his pack a lot, and there's some very dangerous players and powerful players. So it's a tough game. I worry about the physicality, I think, because that's an issue at the weekend. And look, let's see if there's a response. How many times we spoke about, getting back-to-back, kind of getting three or four games in a run where you can kind of say, geez, that was really good, and that was at a high level, and that was at a real intense level. So a big drop-off at the weekend. But, the funny thing here is you'll know Friday night, you could know Friday night that they're already in Europe, depending on the other results, which are, Cardiff and the Stormers. If Stormers win their Ulster at home to Glasgow, what do they do with their team, given the European final the week after? Do they go all in Europe and say, well, look, we're going to try and win the final and stay fresh for next week? And then Edinburgh Connacht. So those three games on Friday night, you could easily have a situation where Munster might need nothing out of the game and end up sixth or seventh. The danger for any of the teams that are in that position is ending up the eighth and Ulster winning the Challenge Cup and getting bumped out of it. So let's hope they get that reaction and that they can get back on track. I think Jack Crowley coming back into the team will help them a lot. I believe he's a real possibility being back in the mix. It was concerning to see Edwin Adogbo in a sling at the weekend. Again, there's talks that he'll be somewhat involved, and hopefully will be involved the weekend, because certainly would need him. So it's back to the wall stuff, and they need to get a performance and a reaction this week. And even though we're talking about the inconsistencies, if they go out on Saturday and with the same kind of reaction and enthusiasm early on in the game, this, I'm telling you now, and it's not a big surprise or secret, the Lions will really fancy this, and they're a really good possession-based team. When they hold on to the ball, they're really, really efficient, and some really dangerous threats out wide. So it's one that I'd be worried about. But I expect Munster to react and get a performance, and I think they'll have enough to maybe get a result.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Well, let's hope they do. Just the squad update from Munster's Jack Crowley, Shane Daly, and Edmund Odogbo will increase their training load this week. A decision on their availability will be made later in the week. Lee Barron is unavailable for selection with a neck injury. What do you want to see from Munster on Saturday, Fiona?
God, I think it's as basic as fight, like, you know, a home game, defensively getting up on the line. Quinny spoke about the lines when they have possession, when they hold on to it, they're very, very good at attacking narrow and at sucking you in with those big ball carriers to try and get that space out wide. But certainly if Munster can front up there, chop them down, bring a bit of line speed, put them under pressure, you give the Thomond Park crowd a chance to come into the game then. And I think that's what people want. They want to be involved in the game, looking at cheering on when Munster force those knock-ons, force those forward passes, or even just turn over the ball in contact. I think that's what I'd love to see, that grit, that determination in defence. I think when I found watching them this season, when they've had that, it's a lift, it's a huge lift. And then when they're attacking with ball in hand, they seem to find a little bit more space, or they look more comfortable because they know that their defense is good and the crowd is behind them, and it's lifted how they carry. And then obviously on the other side of things is the 31 missed tackles as well. They have to sort that out. You cannot have 31 missed tackles in any game, and definitely not in Thomond Park. There will be severe frustration if that's the case. But
the last away game they played was on the 31st of January, and they lost 52-17. The Bulls actually beat them at home. All their recent wins, they had 6 wins in the bounce, they were all at home. So, you know, the issues and problems they had probably at the start of the season, a lot of them were away from home. So, yeah, they'll fancy this, Fiona. They'll fancy going to Thomond Park, and they'll see a vulnerability there. And the basic stuff that you talk about have to be present for Munster this weekend.
I'd say Zebra had fancy at this stage, you know what I mean? Like, no disrespect. I think anyone coming to Thomond Park this season isn't going to fear that kind of home X factor. We haven't seen it for a full 80 minutes. So definitely, I agree with you 100%. They'll be really looking at going after them, and set pace in particular, scrum time.
It's tough for an intriguing game. All right, Saturday night's 7:35 kickoff. Munster, the last URC game of the regular season. Just before we wrap up, just a couple of bits of news from around the province. Takir Abrahams, we touched on it, is going to depart. He's leaving for the Bulls. 5 tries and 25 caps. According to the Irish Independent, Munster are going to fill the NAQ slot with a tight head recruit. Quinny, how would you describe Takir Abrahams' tenure at Munster?
Yeah, lots of injuries. We saw some brilliance at times, but to be fair, it's unfortunate. We haven't seen consistency out of him and consistency of performance, and he struggled at times when he hasn't played for a while. And so, you know, 25 games in two years, is it? Or he's been injured a lot. So some brilliance, but look, he's a brilliant player, and he has that X factor. But I just think the way the team has probably played more, particularly this year, he hasn't got the opportunity to get ball in hand as much. And so it's no surprise that he's departing. I think there's Dermot Kilgallen has signed a new contract. Yeah. He's someone I've spoken up a lot about. I think there's a quality player there, but his confidence looks shot. So hopefully he can come true and fulfill his his potential with Munster. Mark Donnelly has re-signed.
Yeah.
Again, it's a lot of these players haven't played a lot, and they haven't, and that's probably a little bit of frustration comes out of that. The fans want to see signings. They want to see, big names come through. Marius van der Merwe is the only one that's been signed that you would say is an international, and he's very powerful. He got capped by the Springboks last summer. So, look, they're in for a tricky position, and they can't, and filling those slots, trying to go out and get another tight end or whatever, I don't know what will happen, but the way forward is to try and obviously galvanise what you have, fix the problems, and try and bring some of these young players through.
Yeah, and just on Kilgallen, Fiona, 2-year deal for him until 2028. Injured start of the season. He scored 2 tries and 7 appearances so far this campaign. So hopefully he can stay injury-free and make a real impact.
Yeah, that's it. Injury-free, and I suppose getting that bit of form. And, we've said it, we've seen him. He has the talent. He's physical. He gets involved in games. He's a hard-working winger. It's just about getting the consistent starts, be it injury or even just form. He's got to come into a type of form that I suppose you say, because Munster, when they're all fit, you're looking at Shane Daly, Nash, there is a good competition. Andrew Smith had a couple of good games this year. Thacker Abrams, when he was fit, was someone who'd be in the mix as well. So, and Haley in fullback. So that back three, there has been a bit of competition. So I feel like as a winger, he needs to be, every time he's fit, he needs to be making that big impression and getting that start, because that will push how his form goes, how his confidence goes, because he definitely has the ability and the assets to be a really good threat on that wing. He's nice to watch.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.